From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Chris Gilardi reports at New York Focus that internal prison records show that Anthony Annucci, the longtime acting commissioner of New York State Prison Agency, ordered the illegal shackling of thousands of incarcerated people to desks for hours a day against his department's public regulations. The Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act went into effect across the state on March 31st, placing numerous restrictions on prisons and jails' use of solitary confinement. The laws bar placing restraints on residents of certain units while they're participating in out-of-cell activities. Prison staff can make case-by-case exceptions if they conduct an, and I quote, individual assessment, end quote, that determines an incarcerated person poses a, and I quote, significant and unreasonable, end quote, safety risk. But 3 weeks after the halt law went into effect, Annucci wrote a memo ordering facilities to, and I quote, utilize restraints anytime an incarcerated individual is participating in out-of-cell programming, end quote, which often lasts for several hours. The Department of Corrections and Community Supervision says all facilities except the Hudson and Adirondack State Prisons are acting under Annucci's memo, which has likely affected over 5,000 people. Prison officials say that not following the law is actually following the law. Dosis told New York Focus about Annucci's memo, and I quote, after careful consideration of circumstances surrounding the significant increase in violence, including serious injuries to staff and incarcerated individuals, the acting commissioner issued the memo, end quote. The department said the memo, and I quote, comports with HALT and the department's responsibilities, end quote. But Julia Salazar, the legislator who sponsored the HALT law, says Annucci's order is illegal. She said, and I quote, this is clearly a violation of the law as written, end quote. Read the full story at New York Focus. Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that U.S. District Court Judge Glenn Sotheby in Central New York on November 7th gave a preliminary injunction temporarily blocking officials from requiring people to submit social media information when applying for a concealed carry permit. The judge's injunction also limited the ability to bar legally carried guns in places such as bars and public parks. New York's new concealed carry law took effect on September 1st after lawmakers rushed a package of changes to the pistol permit application process after a Supreme Court ruling struck down a century-old law against concealed guns in the state. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. The Troy Record reports that New York is holding a statewide free fishing day on November 11th to coincide with Veterans Day. Governor Kathy Hochul said in a press release, and I quote, we are casting out a line for all of New York's veterans with this free fishing day as a way to honor those who served. Thanks to our extensive conservation efforts to protect our national resources and environment, New York continues to provide outstanding fishing opportunities for anglers of all skill levels and abilities. This free fishing day will provide a great opportunity for our brave individuals who have served to protect our democracy and our freedoms to enjoy one of New York State's many world-class fishing locations, end quote. On free fishing days, anglers do not need a fishing license, but all other fishing regulations are in effect. Read the full story in the Troy Record. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.